Friends, in this chapter, chapter number 9, we are going to discuss about the alternate form of investment. This is a kind of investment, as far as investment management is concerned, is a little bit complex and as well as the long term. So choosing the option to investment in alternate form of investment, there are various schemes floated nationally and internationally. You must have a little bit knowledge about the schemes, purpose, and chances of getting the returns. That is very much important. That is very much important. So, to give a complete scenario of all the forms of the investment, that is alternate investment, internationally, we have devised this chapter taking into consideration to understand first what is the depository receipt, what is ADR, that is American depository receipt, what is GDR, that is global depository receipt, what is IDR, that is Indian depository receipt, then foreign currency convertible bonds, foreign currency exchangeable bonds, and finally the alternate investment funds, that is AIF regulations. Financial sector reforms in line with the liberalization and globalization of the concept of investment, government has proactively taken various policy initiatives to enter into the foreign market and raise the funds from abroad. Introduction of foreign currency convertible bonds and ordinary bonds or ordinary shares through the depository receipt mechanism is quite possible now because regulation to that effect are in place, issued by Reserve Bank of India, Securities and Exchange Board of India. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has notified the issue of global depository receipt regulations or notification for issue of GDR, that is global depository receipt. This ADR and GDR, first we have to know it. The ultimate beneficiary after investment, the investor is based on the investment and the risk tolerance appetite. Big word. Risk tolerance appetite. Okay. Risk tolerance means risk is there for the investment. That too in foreign country, additional risk. And that too unknown company, additional risk. But can you really accept that risk? Are you risk appetite? If yes, then you have field open. The instrument, which is called as American depository receipt, ADR, and GDR, that is global depository receipt, and foreign currency convertible bond and foreign currency exchangeable bonds are some of the options that you have to invest. Right? Now the two main types of euro issues, that is American depository receipt and foreign currency exchangeable bonds, are covered under global depository receipt. American depository receipts are issued to the existing shareholders, that is sponsored ADRs by way of issue of fresh shares. Now, what is the depository receipt, what we are talking about? What is this depository receipt? This is nothing but a negotiable instrument. Depository receipt is a negotiable instrument which confirms the ownership of fixed number of equity shares of the issuing Indian company denominated in foreign currency and traded in the foreign exchange. The main aim of issuing the deposit receipt is to raise the fund from the global market and give an opportunity to the shareholders to diversify its investment in foreign market and manage its currency risk with simple trading and settlement procedures. What are the steps involved in issuing the deposit receipt? Number one, Indian company who wants to issue Indian rupee denominated equity shares to domestic custodian. The domestic custodian gives an instruction to the foreign depository to issue the deposit receipt. And the foreign depository issues the deposit receipt to foreign investors. So depository receipts are foreign currency denominated instrument issued by the foreign depository. And once the depository receipt is issued, the foreign investor can start trading on the foreign exchange in US, UK, Japan, Singapore, Luxembourg, Hong Kong, Mexico, Germany, France, Brazil, China, etc., all the countries. Therefore, the deposit receipt may be issued in accordance with the scheme of issue of foreign currency convertible bonds and ordinary through the deposit receipt scheme 2014. How are the deposit receipts are issued? How these deposit receipts are issued? First, investor need to contact a broker in a local bank if he is interested in purchasing the deposit receipt. First step. Local bank in the investor's home country, which is called as a depository bank, will assess the foreign security before making a decision to purchase the shares. Study of the company. Then the broker in the depository bank will purchase the shares either on the local stock exchange, that if it is traded, and purchase the share in the foreign stock exchange by using another broker in foreign bank, which is also known as the custodian bank. After the shares are purchased, depository bank will request the shares to be delivered to the custodian bank. Custodian bank means investor's bank. And after the custodian bank receives the shares, they will group the share into packets, each consisting of 10 shares. Each packet will be issued to the depository bank as the depository receipt that it is traded on the bank's local stock exchange. When this depository bank receives the depository receipts from the custodian bank, it notifies the broker, that to inform the broker. Then this broker will deliver it to the investor and debit the fees from the investor's account. This is how the mechanism of issuance of the deposit receipt is. What is the advantage of the deposit receipt? Number one advantage is exposure to the international securities. Exposure to the international securities. What happens in this? The investor can diversify their investment portfolio by gaining the exposure in international securities in addition to the stock offered by the local companies also. This is number one advantage. Number two advantage is the additional source of capital. Depository receipts provide And international companies have ways to raise the capital by tapping into the global market with the attracting the foreign investors around the world. Next benefit is less international regulation. Less international regulations. Since the depository receipts are traded on the local stock exchange, investors do not need to worry about the international trading policy and the global laws. Though the investor will be investing in a company that is in foreign country, they can still enjoy the same corporate rights, such as being able to vote for the board of directors. When we understood the advantages of investing into depository, there are certain disadvantages also. The major disadvantage is higher administrative and processing fee, and taxes also. There may be the higher taxes. For example, if ADR received the same capital gain and dividend taxes in other taxes, in other stocks in US, but the investor is subject to the foreign country's taxation and regulations besides the regular taxes in US. Greater risk from the foreign exchange rate fluctuation. Foreign exchange rate fluctuation. There is a higher risk due to the volatility in foreign exchange market and foreign exchange rates. For example, if investor purchases the depository receipt that represent the shares in a British company and its value will be affected by the exchange rate between the British pound, that is sterling, and the currency, that is Indian rupee. That high exchange rate, market fluctuation, that will impact the valuation of or return of that DR. Then limited access to the most investor, like domestic depository receipt, there will be no full access to the depository receipt. Sometimes this depository receipt may not be listed on the stock exchanges. Therefore, only institutional investors generally, or the companies or organization that executes the trade on behalf of the client can invest in them. This is how the depository receipts are issued. Now, types of depository receipts. As I said, American depository receipt, that is ADR, European depository receipt, global depository receipt, that is GDR, Luxembourg depository receipt, Indian depository receipts, additionally, Crest depository interest, that is CDI, in the United Kingdom functions similarly but not identically to the depository receipts. One by one, we will have a look at all these depository receipts and characteristic features also. We will understand what is this ADR or American depository receipts. This American depository receipt, that is ADR, is an equity ownership. It is an equity ownership in a non-US company, equity ownership in non-US company in dollars in the form of depository receipt, which represents specified number of foreign shares of the company which can be traded on the US exchanges. Okay. The very reason of creating the ADR was to make simple and easy trading to the stock prices of the foreign companies in a different currencies at the price. Means company is in US but traded in outside US. Investor are US, but company invested is non-US based company. The reason being, US individual, United States based individual, can invest in the company which is not based out of United States. The reason being, this company can trade across the globe in any of the stock exchange. Individuals can benefit from the ADR because it is a cost effective, and it helps to reduce the administrative cost for avoiding the taxes and each transactions at transaction level. Foreign companies can also benefit from the ADRs, as it gives them an opportunity to tap the US market, because investors are from US and the company is outside the US. ADRs can be classified into three levels. Level 1, ADR can be utilized, ADR can be unlisted over the counter, that is OTC traded pink sheet. This is the least expensive and the lowest level of provide for the issuance of the shares in ADR. Company issuing the ADR has to comply with the SEC registration requirement, security registration requirement. These ADRs can only be traded on OTC, that is over the counter, and will not be listed. This is level 1. In level 2, ADR can be listed on the US exchange for non-capital raising transactions, that is without going to the public issue. And this approach gives more liquidity to the marketability to the issuing company. More liquidity as well as marketability to the issuing company. And the company has to comply with registration requirement, reporting requirement, etc. Level 3, ADR is at highest level of the foreign company can sponsor this kind of ADR, which can be listed on the US exchange for the capital raising transactions, that is through fresh issue of the shares. Here, the company has to comply with the registration, reporting, and creation of the offer document. These companies are subject to higher compliance and should adhere to the US GAAP standard of IFRS. Foreign company can enter into an agreement directly with the US depository bank with a sponsored ADR. An Indian company may sponsor an issue of ADR with overseas depository against the share which are held by the shareholders at the price that is to be determined by the lead manager. An Indian company also can sponsor an issue of ADR by offering it to the resident shareholders, to the company for its issuance of the ADR. The proceeds of the ADR need to be kept in resident foreign currency domestic, RFC, resident foreign currency deposit. And an unsponsored ADR, which is promoted by the broker without the cooperation of the foreign company. Thus, this is the two-way fungibility scheme that has been put in place by the government of India for issuance of the ADR, which means the stockbroker in India registered with the SEBI can purchase the share of Indian company from the market for the conversion into ADR. Reissuance of the ADR is also permitted to the extent of ADR which have been redeemed into underlying shares in the Indian market. Again, two-way fungibility means the shares issued in the Indian market can be converted by issuing company into ADR for purchase by overseas investors. Thus, the Indian companies are allowed to raise the capital in international market through the issue of ADR with obtaining prior approval from Reserve Bank of India in terms of the regulations which are issued by the Ministry of Finance, Government of India. After the issuance of the ADR, Indian company has to file the return with RBI and with Annexure C, okay, as notified in FEMA 20, 2020. Having understood ADR, now we switch over to the Global Deposit Receipt, that is GDR. According to Section 244 of the Companies Act, Global Deposit Receipt means the instrument in the form of deposit receipt by whatever name you call, created by the foreign depository outside India and authorized by the company making issue of such a depository receipts. As per the Companies Act 2013, okay, the issuing company can issue the depository receipts in any foreign country only after passing a special resolution in general body meeting of the company. How the GDR is issued? The steps. Number one, Indian company to issue the rupee denominated shares to the depository outside India, where the GDRs are proposed to be issued. Okay, first what you do? Indian company has to issue a rupee denominated shares to the depository outside India, and from where the GDR proposed to be issued. Number two, Indian custodian to keep these securities in his custody. Number three, the investment banker will organize a roadshow for making the issue success. Number four, the foreign depository would issue a dollar denominated GDR to foreign investors. Number five, these GDRs are listed in American and European stock exchanges. Indian company has to comply with European Union directive and security requirement. The companies which are issuing the GDR for the following reasons. Number one, to get the additional source of finance. Number two, make it more visible to the global market. Number three, it enables the foreign investor to contribute for the growth of the company. These are the three reasons why the companies issue GDR. Then investor benefits from the issuance of the GDR for the following reason. Investors also get benefited. How? They get an opportunity to invest in foreign companies. Then they can get the securities of the foreign companies in domestic market, not from abroad. Also, it gives an opportunity to diversify the investment. They can also avoid the currency risk, and they can trade the foreign securities in domestic exchanges also. Having understood the GDR, now we'll switch over to Indian Depository Receipt, that is IDR. Indian Depository Receipts are created by the domestic depository, that is custodian of the security registered with SEBI. This is issued against the underlying equity of the company to enable the foreign companies to raise the funds from the Indian securities market. As foreign companies are not allowed to list on the Indian equity market, The Indian depository receipt is always a way to own the share of those companies. These IDRs could be listed on the Indian stock exchanges, on Indian stock exchanges through the IDR route. So you could directly invest money into international companies. So these are the foreign companies that have the subsidiaries working in India. Since this offshoot is not listed, the firms offer the shares to Indian investors. Standard Chartered PLC is the first company to come out with IDR issue. Indian depository receipts are based on the American depository receipt, which are introduced in 1927, and the Reserve Bank of India issued the operational guidelines under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, and Indian depository receipt had their inception on the BSE and NSE on June 2010. These Indian depository receipt could be listed on the Indian stock exchanges through the IDRs. You could directly invest money into the international companies. These are the foreign companies that have subsidiaries working in India. Okay. Now, who is eligible to issue the Indian depository receipt? The foreign issuing company shall have the pre-issue paid-up capital and free reserve at least $50 million. Have the minimum average market capitalization during the last 3 years in its parent country of at least $100 million. So it should have a continuous trading. It should have a continuous trading record or history on the stock exchanges in a parent country for at least 3 immediately preceding years. It should have the track record of distributable profit for at least 3 out of immediately preceding 5 years. And it should be listed in its home country and not been prohibited from issuing the securities by a regulatory body, and has a good track record concerning the companies with security market. The size of IDR issue shall not be less than rupees 50 crores. Overseas custodian is a bank. So overseas custodian bank is not nothing but it is a banking company which is functioning outside India, and it has placed a business in India. So it acts as a custodian for the equity shares of the issuing company against which Indian depository receipts are proposed to be issued in the underlying equity share of the issuer deposited. Issuer is deposited. Domestic depository is a custodian of the securities which are registered with the SEBI. And they are authorized by the issuing company to issue IDR, that is Indian depository receipt. Merchant banker who is registered with the SEBI is responsible for the due diligence through whom the draft prospectus for the issuance of the IDR is filed with the SEBI by issuer company. Now, what is the process of issuance of the IDR, Indian depository receipt? As per the SEBI guidelines, the Indian depository receipt will be issued to the Indian resident much the same way as it is offered to the domestic shares. Simple. This process involves the issuer company making public offer in India, and resident can bid precisely of the same way as they bid for the Indian shares. So, issuing process is the same, and a company needs to file the draft hearing prospect, DRHP. After the SEBI gives the approval, company sets the issue date and files the document with Register of Companies. Following this, company goes ahead with the marketing the issue. Okay, they have to market it also because it should be subscribed also, no? The issue is kept open for a fixed number of days. And investor can submit their application forms at the bidding center, designated. So the investor bid within that price band which is declared on the investment prospectus. And the final price would be decided after the closure of the issue. The receipt would be then get allotted to the investor in the demat account as it is done for the equity issue in Indian public issue. That was the process. Now, IDR taxation and equity shares. There is a fair bit of similarity between the IDR and domestic equity shares. Process is almost same. You could have also the voting rights against the company, get dividend bonus or right issue as and when the company declares. However, IDRs are not taxed in the same manner as equity shares are taxed. Your IDR gain will be taxed at your income tax rate if you sell it in IDR within a year of purchase. If you sell it within 1 year, it will be taxed on the profit, on the gain. Okay, capital gain. The tax rates will be 10% without indexation and 20% with indexation for exit made after 3 years.